Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast, so you can listen to what you missed, and you can listen all weekend.
And you've tuned in for a very special hour. So if you can't hear the whole hour live, then check out on demand in about an hour or so. It is, of course, our Moistline Hour. The Moistline callers will be here first round around 3:20 again. The end of the show about 3:50. In between, we are throwing some hacks into the dumpster. It is a story we have covered quite closely for a couple of weeks now, and these people are due to be thrown in by the mob members. One of the more incredible and outrageous ballot measures that you will see if you're a Los Angeles resident will come up in March of next year. Whether to require all local hotels to house homeless people next to paying guests. It was put there by Unite Here, a labor union that represents LA area hotel workers. City Council kind of just passed and said, sure, put it on the ballot. Well, we've talked about this before, and in fact, the guest we're going to have on has been on our show before, but this time he comes with a poll. A respected polling outfit by the name of Morning Consult did survey over 2,200 U.S. adults to see what they thought of this idea. And I think, John, the word is 70%, sometimes higher. Not big fans of the idea. Here's one stat. 70% of Americans said they would be deterred from booking a hotel room in Los Angeles if hotels are forced to house homeless people next to paying guests. The number jumps to 83% among those who have previously visited L.A.
Because they've
that's kind of the, oh, that does it, right?
Well, because they've seen the vagrants in the streets. They know what kind of homeless we're talking about. We're talking about meth addicts and mental patients. You know, it's not a sweet little lady who's down on her luck.
We're going to talk in more detail about this poll with the president and CEO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association. His name is Chip Rogers.
Chip, welcome to the John and Ken Show.
Gentlemen, good to be back with you again.
You must feel like you're living in an alternate universe, that you your organization actually had to spend money on this poll to find out that people across America don't want to go to a hotel with all kinds of crazy homeless people running around.
It is crazy, exactly as you indicated. You know, when I tell people this, that this is actually happening, they kind of laugh at me and they're like, there's no way that they're really doing that. I'm like, yeah, it's happening. It's on the ballot. And unless the union decides to pull it off the ballot by early December, then the city of the residents of the city of Los Angeles are going to vote on this. And we've shown and proved that it is dangerous for guests. It is dangerous for hotel workers. And now we've proven through this polling that people aren't going to come to Los Angeles and stay in Los Angeles hotels. So this will have a enormous financial impact on the city. All of this can go away if the union will just do the right thing.
What? Do you think there's a chance that's going to happen?
I don't know, because I can't imagine running an organization where I am putting forth policy that could physically endanger my own members. And that's what we're talking about here. It was the union who put this on the ballot. And it's their members, their housekeepers, their employees that are going to face physical danger because, as you pointed out a moment ago, this is a population that needs a serious answer to a serious problem. Putting them in hotels alongside of paying guests, you know, not just in the room next to you, but at the swimming pool, in the lobby, in the breakfast line. It's a terrible idea because this population needs help. Hotel employees are not equipped to help them.
What in God's name possessed this union to endanger not only the public, but their own employees by taking in all the lunatics on the street? What possessed them? What's the upside for them here?
I can't understand it other than maybe some weird theory that this way all the hotel rooms will be full and they'll be able to employ more housekeepers and therefore they'll have more union members. But you're going to have a really difficult time getting those housekeepers because they don't want to work in a dangerous work environment.
Young women that you see as housekeepers are going to go into hotel rooms populated by street people?
Well, that's what it's going to turn into because, as the poll indicated, regular paying guests aren't going to show up. And I would remind our city of Los Angeles voters that what do you think is going to happen when someone's given one of these vouchers, and that's the way it would work, they would get a voucher for one night. Do you think they're willingly going to leave that room the next day? And now you're talking about using law enforcement to go evict people out of hotel rooms. This is just a colossal mistake all the way across the board.
Chip, you're probably aware they did try this during the pandemic. It was more of a voluntary thing on the part of the hotels. But in San Francisco, the damage that was caused to some of the hotels was tremendous, in the millions.
It was. And in those cases, it's important to make this distinction. The city or the state or the county came in and took over the entire hotel and effectively used it as a shelter. They brought in wraparound services. They brought in professionals who could deal with this population, and you still have that damage. What's going to happen in this scenario where you don't have the wraparound services, where you have public paying guests, children, older people in rooms right next to them? What's going to happen? It's going to be a disaster.
That's why the poll says they're not coming once they find this out.
What was the city council's role in facilitating this to get it on the ballot?
Well, they actually did the right thing. Unfortunately, California, as you know, has a lot of wacky laws. One of them is that if you want to place something on the ballot and you get enough signatures, you take it to the local city council, and the council can do one of two things. They can pass it as is, or they can send it to the voters for the voters to consider it. They cannot reject it, and they cannot amend it. And so the city council, the worst case option would have been to pass it as is, so they did the best case, which is to send it to the voters.
Who did they get to sign this? Union members?
Yeah, well, look, the way they couch this is going to help solve the homeless problem in Los Angeles. And a lot of people, they want to solve it, but this is not the answer.
I guess
did you poll any of the hotel workers to see how they feel about this?
We haven't polled hotel workers specifically, but we do know anecdotally in talking to hotel workers, they're adamantly opposed to this because, as you indicated a moment ago, they've experienced this in a somewhat different environment where an entire hotel was taken over with professional personnel on site to help out with the homeless, and it still caused problems. This is going to be even worse than that. So hotel workers, the ones we talk to, are adamantly against it.
I mean, everybody has seen the behavior of the street people and these tent cities and the encampments and all that. And it is really can be violent and erratic. We had an encampment less than a mile from my house, and there were three murders there over the course of a couple of years, three of them. And, you know, that's only the headline problems. And then, you know, the hour by hour, the screaming in the middle of the night, the drugs, the fires, the fights. That's all you'd have in all these hotels. Of all the things that have gone on, this is one of the most baffling. I don't understand the constituency for this.
I don't either. And as I indicated earlier, when I tell people outside of Los Angeles about this, they actually laugh. They don't think it's real until they see it in black and white. It is real, and it could severely damage the hotel and the tourism industry in Los Angeles, and that's an economy that needs to do well, not poorly.
All right, since there was enough support to get this on the ballot, do you think there is enough support to get this passed?
Do you think they'll spend a lot of money, this union?
I don't know the answer to that. I know, unfortunately, we will have to, at least the hotel industry will have to spend a lot of money to make sure it doesn't pass, because we certainly don't want this going to other cities. But we'll see. And if the worst case is it does pass, and then the industry just gets destroyed, and hotel workers are leaving, no one's showing up at the hotels as regular paying guests, it's going to be bad all the way around.
Is this, Chip, do you think this is a bargaining thing? They're trying to sort of strong-arm you with this ballot measure to get what they want in this strike?
It could be. I would say that almost makes it more heinous. I mean, think about what you just suggested, and I've suggested that as well. An organization who puts their own members' physical well-being in danger and then negotiates against it. I mean, how can you do that to your own members?
Have they brought this up in negotiations that we'll pull it off the ballot if we get what we want?
If we get what we want in terms of the terms, yeah.
Anecdotally, I've heard that. Now, we're not at the negotiating table. That's left to the hotels in Los Angeles and the coalition they've created. We've heard that has been suggested, but I don't have I've never seen that, so I don't want to confirm it.
All right, Chip, I'm sure we'll be talking to you again several times before next March's vote.
Were you once like a radio newscaster?
I was, yeah, for many years.
I can tell.
It's a great voice. Yeah.
All right.
It resonates. All right, thanks for talking to us.
Gentlemen, great to be with you.
All right, that's Chip Rogers. He is the president and CEO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association, here to tell us about a poll which shows Americans are not hip on the idea of a ballot measure, which still is going to appear in March of 2024 in the Los Angeles ballot, that the hotels will be forced to take in the homeless. And 70-80% of Americans say, I'm not going there. All right, when we return, your chance to win money, followed by the Moist Line. Does it get any better? John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, coming up, we will throw some hacks into the dumpster. It's a collection. It starts with the two officials responsible for this decision and then a couple of other officials who didn't do anything to prevent it from happening. That'll come up after the news at 3:30. The mob will be here to help us throw some hacks into the dumpster. But now we move forward with, yes, the Moist Line people. We love to hear from you. And the best way to do it is to leave us a message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon. Or, of course, dial up the toll-free, waiting for you 24/7, Moist Line, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Hey, Mr. Newsom. Recently, you appointed a oil czar to check into why the oil companies are charging such high prices. Why don't you figure it out, number one, the high gas taxes you keep upping. Number two, you and your Democrats in Sacramento are stopping the oil companies from looking for more oil. So these companies obviously having to raise prices just to make ends meet to keep their business going. Simple economics. Where the heck is your brain?
Dude, where's my car? No, really, dude, where's my car at?
Really, the bank is the one that should be prosecuted versus Trump. It's the bank's responsibility to validate all documentation and to do due diligence to make sure that what the customer has provided is correct.
Thanks, Newsom, for setting the bar as low as possible and choosing our new senator, somebody who has never held a public office and somebody who's been raising the UC tuition for X amount of years and has no conflict of interest forms on file. Woohoo! New low for Newsom.
I tell people all the time, man, I don't care if you vote for a goat. You cannot vote for Democrats anymore. You can't. There are no middle-of-the-road Democrats. You cannot vote for Democrats anymore, because if you do, you're voting for Marxism, communism, socialism. But you don't have a choice. Vote for a goat. People cannot vote for Democrats. It's too bad they're too stupid to figure that out.
I don't normally agree with Donald Trump, but in this case, I do.
Trump is awesome. We need him back. Everything was better when he was in office, except for all the liberal, whining, brainwashed fools.
People don't understand that even mentally ill people are responsible for their actions. Mental illness does not preclude you from being responsible for what you have done.
hair gel, I mean Gavin Newsom, is the king of identity politics.
About the time you think things can't get any worse, they get worse. What is this no bail policy? Oh my God. You know, bail is a way to hold people accountable for their actions. Whatever happened to the good old saying, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime? Now you can do the crime and you don't have to do any time. That's bull.
Hey, you know, John and Ken, I was just a little upset. I was just listening to y'all talk about that deer situation out there on Catalina Island.
Oh,
and you didn't give out the damn phone number to call so we could get on that chopper.
I heard on the news that Gavin
oh my God,
from the winter blend or the summer blend, so gas went down somewhere. I'm like, when did he switch it? I've not seen any sort of like gas trucks at the gas station, and like it's gone down. It's weird. I kind of think it's all made up, and they just want all of your money.
Let's shoot one deer, two deer, three deer from helicopter, four deer, five deer, six deer from helicopter, seven deer, eight deer, nine deer from helicopter. Let's go to Catalina Island.
Wow. Yeah, I couldn't help but smile and shed a tear at the thing that was going on at Catalina Island as far as those deer. Now, I heard Deborah Mark mention that we're becoming a third world country when she saw and heard that happen. Well, you know what, Deborah? Here's your answer to that. In a third world country, they will eat that meat. They won't just let it go to waste.
I listened to you guys for 30 years, and right now the best part of your show is Eric v. Deborah. They need at least one segment a week or a show when you guys are out of town.
It does entertain me.
Greatest thing ever, McCarthy being voted out. Now he can change his party to the Libertarian Party, and I would vote for him.
I think the death penalty is pretty final. don't really get more final than that, Mr. Gascon. I don't know what the f*** you're talking about.
How is he even talking about wrongful conviction in a case where we have it on video of a guy executing an officer sitting in his car? That's not an issue at all here. So why is he bringing it up?
Why is
he making it an issue?
Thank you for leaving.
Yeah, because
please hang
on. Talking about George Gascon, the Allen County DA, saying why he's not pursuing the death penalty in the killing of the police officer, Ryan Klinkenbrumer. And he started talking about wrongful, you know, people wrongfully convicted. Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that this guy that killed the deputy is not going to be wrongfully convicted.
Kind of saw it with our own eyes, didn't we?
He drove up in his car. They tracked his car easily back to the house. And, of course, he barricaded himself in there. He wouldn't give up. And he got guns. And, he's the killer.
There's no wrongful conviction.
He has allegedly confessed, too, even though he pled not guilty two times.
What was that song? One little, two little.
I'm not.
Oh, the helicopter
sing that
shoot.
Stupid song.
And that first caller threw me off. I thought he was feeling very sympathetic. And he goes, how do I get on that helicopter? Yeah, he was mad John didn't give out the phone number to get on the helicopter.
Who is listening to this show?
Should we do a segment of Eric v. Deborah?
You just picked up on that, huh?
No, I've known for a while, but this just proves it.
Apparently people are quite willing to shoot deer from a helicopter in Catalina.
Wow.
A lot of our listeners, Deborah, you know. I like the way that guy pointed out, in other countries, we eat the meat, too.
Sure.
Because, you know, just leave the carcasses lying there.
I am so the minority of your...
yes, you are.
Your people.
You're on your own island there.
I know.
All by yourself.
All right, when we come back, we are going to throw some hacks into the dumpster. A couple of the Moist Line callers touched on the subject, and it is zero bail. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table. You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hat in a dumpster.
We got a barrel full of hats to dump in.
What?
Here. Yeah. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau on KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, on the radio 1 till 4 after 4, the John and Ken On Demand podcast. And you can listen to our show today all weekend long. In fact, any show that you can find on the iHeart app, you can listen to.
Do we have enough mob members for this job?
Yes, we do. We have a Ukrainian. We have, actually, I read there were a lot of Ukrainian men who have run off because they don't want to get inscripted in the army. So,
Ukrainian men. What about some Russian men?
We have some Russian men too, because they didn't want to be sent to the battlefield.
Hacking a dumpster started with Ukrainians. That's where we got it from years ago, watching them throw a guy, a politician, into the dumpster. We've adopted it for the show, and we do it every now and then when it's necessary. And of course, the biggest story for us the last couple of weeks really unfolded Sunday, with Los Angeles County going to a no-bail system. Now, we told you this. Did you, if you listen carefully to the Moist line, did you hear one guy in there, hey, dude, where's my car?
Yes.
Did you notice that? All right, that's the guy who was referring to his car being stolen, because John was joking a lot about this week that maybe you ought to go out and steal a car, since that is probably a cite and release.
You get
violation.
For sure, you get one free car. They'll just hand you a parking ticket, and you're not going to be punished in any way.
Yeah. So that piece of business came about because of a lawsuit, which was heard by a judge by the name of Lawrence Riff from the Orange County Superior Court. And the judge listened to arguments about ending cash bail in certain circumstances, and he nodded and said, I think so. I think bail in many cases is unconstitutional, particularly for poorer people. And it didn't take too long before it was adopted by the entire Superior Court, led by the presiding judge of the Los Angeles County Superior Court. Her name is Samantha Gessner.
You know what really bothers me about this is what they publicly say, if they believe it, is very simplistic and silly, because you don't have to give the same bail to everybody. You could have bail dependent on how much income or how much in the way of assets a defendant has. What you want to do is make the bail number hurt enough so they feel obligated to come and go to their court hearings, right? Because if you don't go, you lose it. So if they, when I hear people going about, oh, well, you know, it's discriminatory against poor people, I'm thinking, you know, that's not the real reason, because you're smart enough to know better. You became a judge. It means you have a law degree. You probably went to a nice college. You got a lot of money. So you got something else going on. You have an ideology going on. You have an ideology that you're using to make policy, which is the opposite of being a judge. A judge is supposed to stand back and dispassionately look at the facts and come up with a fair decision. Instead, you got the woke virus in your mind, and you're trying to do some social engineering.
at the expense of public safety.
That's right, at the expense of my car. And so now, I think these justices ought to be, these judges ought to be removed from office. This is the violation of what they should be doing. They're not that stupid. They know what they're saying is nonsense.
Well, we looked into both of them. The ones I mentioned are primarily responsible for this, Lawrence Riff and Samantha Gessner. Their terms aren't up until like 2028. So it would have to be a recall.
It would have
to be on the ballot.
They should be recalled. This is an incompetence. But it's more than that. Because they know what they're doing. They're intentionally trying to destroy, like George Gascon, our justice system. To turn this place into a dystopian nightmare.
If you heard our guests from the Bail Coalition, I think it was yesterday, he pointed out that this has already gone as far as the U.S. Supreme Court. They upheld bail. This is not an issue that hasn't been litigated.
There is nothing.
These judges act like they're breaking new ground. I'm going to find this unconstitutional.
But it
discriminates against poor people.
It isn't. They're making it up, which means they're also lying on top of all the other sins we went through. They're lying. It is constitutional. It's been decided. And it's legal and it's ethical and it's the right thing to do. It makes common sense and logic to hold on to these people and to give them an incentive to show up for their trials and their hearings. So what they want is anarchy. This Lawrence Riff and Samantha Gessner. Yeah, no, they're anarchists. They're anarchists and they're destroying, like Gasco, like the city council, like the board of supervisors, our peaceful way of life. So we can have car thieves run rampant and shoplifters run rampant and burglars run rampant. The hell is wrong with them? Who asked for this?
So we're going to throw these two in the dumpster. We don't have audio on judges. That's not very commonly found. But there will be some audio of our other two guests who are going in the dumpster. Let's get the mob members in here to throw in Judge Riff first.
Yes.
We will not hear his voice resonating on the dumpster. Because we're
In there, in his robes. Yes. You tell him, Jeffrey. That's right.
And then the presiding judge of the Los Angeles County Superior Court, that is Samantha P. Gessner. Let's get her up in
her robes, too. Give her a good one, Deborah, all right?
Oh, and of course, they have to announce this. The first woman of color to get this position.
It's all that nonsense, right? Color has everything to do with making intellectual decisions, right?
Now, joining them in the dumpster, and this is important, are two other officials in Los Angeles County, because when this was in court before Judge Riff, these two did not show up to defend bail. Instead, just in the last week, they're like, oh, yeah, well, now we got to keep bail. And they spoke in front of the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. Keep bail.
But they didn't show up for arguments before the judge.
So we're talking about the puppet man, L.A. County Sheriff. Robert Luna, let's hear him first.
There are a set of guidance that if you commit certain crimes that are either non-serious
or
non-violent.
Why weren't you saying this in court months ago?
Get
in the dumpster.
Or, I'm sorry, cited and released.
We're not sorry.
Booked and released.
And here is LAPD Chief Michael Moore, suddenly against bail, or in favor of bail.
Mr. Ineffective.
Process,
hey, take a
you,
knee.
And then
take
your
a knee, Chief
date
Moore.
Is three
take
four
a knee.
Months
worship
from now.
The criminal.
You could be arrested for a crime of such as burglary.
Throw him in his knee.
A person coming into your home or business during hours of darkness or otherwise, and that is zero bail.
Deborah Mark just adds that extra finishing touch.
I don't know why that's so funny, but cracks me up every time.
Well, there you go. There's the crowd for the dumpster. Two L.A. County Superior Court judges and the Chief of Police of L.A. and the Sheriff of L.A. County.
All the people who are supposed to be protecting us from the bad guys, they're all failing us. They're all failures. Two presiding judges, the Sheriff and the Police Chief.
Hey, dude, where's my car?
Yeah, and they're on the side of the guys who steal your car, break into your house, and rob your store. Isn't that great? Right.
We got the voice line coming back around next.
And Deborah Mark, you do that so well. Wow. What a talent.
Oh, yeah.
Live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, well, we go out the door with more of the Moistline people. Now, they leave their messages using the iHeartRadio app. That's easy to do. Look for the microphone icon on the app. Or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I'm extremely disappointed in you two. How come you're giving Mayor Bass respect? You should be referring to her as Bassetti or Bascone?
No, another city councilman. No, not in L.A. There's no way. Not possible. No. What's it, only 60% of them are crooked? No, get out of here.
Yeah, this bail thing. How about to qualify for no bail, you have to have a job. If you could prove you had a job for, I don't know, a year, 2 years, then no bail. But that's not who's stealing stuff, is it?
Stop calling it car culture. You're normalizing it. Call it for what it is. Car supremacy. Don't let them bull you. Insulating power lines. It's too much weight. There would be a telephone pole every 100 feet. It's too heavy to insulate power lines. That's why there's no insulation on them now. And if a line snaps, the end of it is the one that's throwing out the sparks, not the insulation.
Some of us want to live in a nice area. Not everybody wants to live in a hole like L.A. or the Valley, wherever the you guys are from. Some of us want to live in the mountains where fires are prone to happen.
Yeah, I let some guy rent my bathroom, and he's been in there now for 2 days, and he's ordering pizza and hookers. What the f***?
I just wanted to say, what the hell is happening to our country? I have a problem feeding my own family. Me and my wife both work, but yet people could come into this country illegally, and they get cash and aid and just whatever they need.
Food.
What happens to the regular citizens in this damn country?
This whole California Clean Air Day thing, plant a tree, plant a garden, it's really going to be awesome. Next time there's a drought and they start fining you for using water, and then the tree and the garden dry up and burn your house down.
Hello, this is the IRS calling. We're looking for we were looking for John Cobell, but it seems that all the bills, these unpaid phone bills, are in the name of Kaiser Soze, whoever the hell that is. Mr. Cobell, you have obligations. You cannot run from them. The IRS will be contacting you directly to pay these bills.
I was unbanked.
So I did a little time down in Tijuana and in the prison down there, La Mesa, and word came up back in March that fentanyl was no longer going to be allowed in the prisons, and anybody caught bringing it in was going to be dealt with harshly. And that was the prison gangs sending up that order that came down from, you guessed it, Sinaloa.
I'm already embarrassed from the 2019 appointments Gabby did. What did you expect for today's appointment? Someone who's a Wonder Woman or a Wonder Man? I don't think, but we're all wondering why.
The reason all these people are coming into this country and they're letting come in, because they're future voters. They want to turn this country blue.
When Yins were talking about Newsom going into the Republican debate, and John called him Captain Courageous, I nearly my pants. Captain Courageous, that was hilarious.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
There they are, the Moistline callers. You can leave your message in one of two ways. You can use the iHeartRadio app, or you can call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86. Always a wide and weird collection of... sometimes I understand them and sometimes I don't. Like, I get the story right away that we did. Or other times I'm just like, just okay.
It's random thoughts rattling around in their head. I like the guy who rented out his bathroom, though. And then...
somebody ordered pizza and hookers.
And
people don't know what that story is. Believe it or not, there's an app that started in San Diego where you can rent out your private home bathroom to people that come by in the neighborhood, I guess.
Right. Right.
For like 15, I can't imagine who would do that. But
$15 for 15 minutes. Yeah, it's taken Airbnb to an extreme.
Have somebody come in there and stink up your restroom. And
you'll never be able
to. But it's so much money, right? $15 for 15 minutes. How could you pass that up? You have 10 people a day, and I've taken $150 in.
Go get a job. Conway's here.
Hey, now. You're not talking to me, were you?
Yeah, I am talking.
How dare you?
Go get a job.
I'll climb over this desk. Hey, Carmageddon this weekend. You've got Rams. You've got Kings preseason. They always sell out. You got UCLA. You got USC. And, of course, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Big sports weekend. So downtown L.A. is going to be jammed.
Wow.
Jammed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, stay away from downtown Los Angeles this weekend. Alex Michelson is going to be on with us. He does the Fox 11 News. And then Billy Ray to talk about the Screen Actors Guild strike. And that'll be it. Also, the national average price for gas is $1.22. And we're paying, what, $7?
The national average is $1.22?
Yes, $1.22. Don't check it, Ken, and then correct me.
I just wanted to hear it repeated.
What's going on with you?
So excited in that commercial for the Breeders' Cup. Holy mackerel.
Oh, I love that Breeders' Cup. Hey, how about, doing a commercial for, the only other thing I enjoy in life,
It does make sense, right?
But it is great. You ever go to Breeders' Cup? You guys go?
No. I went a long time ago.
There's going to be 70 or 80,000 people out there.
Yeah, it does draw a big crowd.
Huge. Yes. As a matter of fact, last 2 years, 3 years ago, Breeders' Cup is in Santa Anita, maybe 4 years. And there were 65,000 people inside the track.
Right.
There were four PETA representatives outside the track. Who do you think that all the news stations talked to?
The PETA people.
Those four cats.
Yeah, right.
The horses are dying, right. Tim.
Not the 65,000 people.
I guess, that whole controversy blew over. I don't hear much anymore about the horses.
Yeah, I guess there's way too much other crap going on.
Yeah. I don't know. This is, I always figure those people are paid to create a ruckus, for a couple of weeks. Then the money runs out, and then everyone stops caring about the issue.
Well, I think that a lot of the horses were gelded.
So
that got a certain group to lay off.
I see. Ding dong. All right, Conway's next.
No ding dong.
No ding dong.
That's great. There we go.
KFI 24-hour news.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.